Chapter 24. Advice for Adult Children of BPD Parents. In this chapter, grieving for your lost childhood, setting boundaries for a parent with BPD, getting support from others. Raising healthy children takes sacrifice, energy, and commitment. Parents with BPD typically lack the resources they need to provide a healthy environment for their kids. This lack of resources doesn't mean they can't be wonderful parents. Sometimes. But all too often, they become overwhelmed by their own emotional issues and either neglect or, in the worst cases, abuse their kids. If your parent has BPD, you probably have more than your share of difficult memories. You may recall times when you felt abandoned or when you had to take on excessive responsibilities. You may also remember exciting adventures or periods of time when your parents placed you on a pedestal. A parent with BPD can alternate from being better than the best of parents to the worst of the worst. Having a parent with BPD can be quite a ride. Warning: we don't recommend attempting to diagnose any family member with BPD or any other emotional disorder. Although we give you information about BPD symptoms, see Chapter 3 for details, matching your parents' behaviors to these symptoms doesn't qualify as a diagnosis. Even describing your parent to a professional can't result in a formal diagnosis because professionals can't diagnose someone without seeing him. Nevertheless, this chapter can be useful for adult children who are aware that their parents demonstrate BPD-like features or for those who know their parents have been diagnosed by a professional. After you grow up, you must deal with your childhood memories as well as any ongoing issues with your parents. In this chapter, we show you how to accept what happened and how to move forward from the past when one of your parents has BPD. We describe how to understand a parent who has BPD and how to set realistic expectations for your relationship with that parent. We also give you ideas on how to set boundaries so that you can live a life without chaos. Finally, we offer some advice on obtaining support that may help you get to a better place. Tip: in this chapter, we use parent rather than parents because being raised by one parent with BPD is far more common than being raised by two. Obviously, exceptions to this rule do show up from time to time. Mourning the childhood you didn't have. Perhaps you watch television or movies and see stories of wonderful, nearly idyllic families. Families made up of children and parents who play together, talk to one another, solve problems together, and show warmth and love toward one another. Maybe you feel cheated because, unlike these TV families, your family was unstable and full of conflict. Well, the families on television and in the movies aren't real. Most families have their ups and downs, their strengths, and their weaknesses. But if you grew up in a family with a BPD parent, your ups may have been higher, and your downs were surely lower than most. Chaos and stress probably permeated the atmosphere. You have good reason to feel like you missed out on something. The following sections can help you understand the effects your parent with BPD may have had on you. Not everyone will have had the same experience because BPD symptoms vary from person to person. By exploring the impact BPD had on your childhood, you can move past your past and start living a better life for yourself in the present. Understanding the impact of BPD on children. Children raised by a parent with BPD are at greater risk for depression, substance abuse, behavior problems, and other emotional disorders than children raised by parents without a personality disorder. This high risk makes sense when you consider that their parents' BPD symptoms likely expose them to chronic conflicts, threats of violence, substance abuse, and unpredictable emotions throughout their childhood. The interactions between mothers or fathers with BPD and their children negatively impact normal development. Remember, Parents have BPD for a variety of reasons, including biological, social, and psychological factors. See Chapter 4 for more info on the reasons for BPD. Most parents want to raise healthy children, but a personality disorder like BPD often gets in the way. Many of the effects on kids are consistent with emerging BPD symptoms. This trend makes sense because having a BPD parent increases the likelihood that children will develop BPD. Their risk also increases for most other emotional disorders, such as anxiety and depression. Remember, at the same time, you need to realize that you could have a parent with BPD and end up with no major emotional problems at all. BPD has many causes. Thus, predicting who will get it, based only on one's parents, is impossible. You may not have inherited the relevant genes, or you may have had other positive influences that mitigated against your chances of ending up with the disorder. Reviewing your relationship with your parent. The preceding section illustrates how BPD in a parent can affect kids in various ways. However, even more valuable to understand is exactly how your parent with BPD, or BPD-like traits, affected you and your childhood. In all likelihood, you've either experienced grief over these effects, or you will at some point in the future. After all, having a parent with BPD means you lost something very significant, specifically, the childhood that all kids want to have. And unless you've had professional help with this issue, that grieving process may have yet to surface. Coming to terms with your grief through grief exploration questions. You can begin to resolve grief by reviewing all facets of the relationship you had or still have with your BPD parent. Consider answering the following grief exploration questions about this relationship. What was your childhood like with this parent? What did you value about your parent? And what was problematic for you? What did you learn from your parent, including good and bad? What resentments do you carry today from your relationship with this parent? What about that parent do you feel grateful for? How would your life be different today, in both good and bad ways, if your parent hadn't had BPD? What things could your parent not provide for you that you found through someone else, such as your other parent, a friend, a relative, or a teacher? Tip: taking a close look at remembrances from the past, such as old photo albums, school report cards, letters, or long-forgotten diaries, can facilitate your review. Take time to mull over your answers to these questions. Notice your feelings as you do. You may experience some angst or pain as you ponder these issues. Discussing your answers and feelings with a highly trusted friend, or perhaps your siblings, if you feel close to them, may be useful to you. If your feelings are especially painful or difficult, consider seeking professional help to resolve them. Remember, the point of grieving is to fully appreciate the meaning of your relationship with a problematic parent. As you understand this relationship, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you may find yourself more able to let go and move on. Carrying resentment and anger only causes you harm. Holding on to these emotions doesn't change your past or your future. Expressing your feelings. After you've thoroughly processed your childhood relationship, consider writing a letter to your parent with BPD. We generally don't recommend actually sending the letter to your parent because the point isn't to change your parent or extract an apology. Rather, the intent is to give you an outlet through which you can express your feelings. On the other hand, if you're working with a therapist who recommends sending such a letter, you may find value in doing so. The following story about Ella, who is now 32 years old, illustrates what can happen when an adult child actively reflects on her childhood with a mother who has BPD. Ella remembers celebrating her 12th birthday in a hospital's emergency room. Her mother had taken another overdose of medications, and the wait on a Saturday night was long. As her mother faded in and out of awareness on a gurney, some of the nurses learned of her birthday and bought her a pastry from the vending machine. They found a couple of used birthday candles at the nurse's station and sang happy birthday to her at around 2 a.m. Ella's mother had been diagnosed with BPD, and this was her fourth hospitalization after attempting suicide. Years and many sessions of therapy later, Ella still worries about her mother. But now she feels ready to say goodbye to the resentment and anger that have poisoned her life. After reviewing her answers to the grief exploration questions, she writes this letter to her mom. Dear Mom, hope you're doing okay. I know I don't call you very much, and when I see your name on my caller ID, I don't answer. You probably feel pretty hurt by that, and I'm sorry. I remember all the family therapy we had when I was a teenager. We never seemed to be able to spend any time talking without one of us getting mad. I lost a lot of years not being able to get over my anger and resentment of you. But lately, I'm doing better. And I wanted to get a couple of things off my chest. First, there's nothing scarier to a child than having a mother try to kill herself. I can't tell you how frightened I was. At the same time, I was furious with you, with the doctors who didn't seem to help, and with everyone else in the world. I was just so angry and scared. That's pretty much how I felt, all the time. I never once thought about how much you must have suffered too, and I blamed myself for not being able to help you. Now I understand that I couldn't help or understand. I was too young. I've learned a lot about borderline personality disorder, and now I see that you probably did the best you could, and that I couldn't do anything to make you better. I do recall how much fun you could be when you felt well. I know you tried, and a few times you were there for me. Maybe at some point I'll try calling you again from time to time. But for now, I need to maintain some space. Love, Ella. Although Ella felt ready to write this letter to her mother, she didn't send it because her mother remained unstable. Ella felt better after writing the letter to her mom, even though it didn't change anything, because doing so allowed her to let go of some of her bitterness and resentment. Her grief over her lost childhood slowly began to lessen. Moving on with your life. You can't redo your past. But you could remain stuck in it forever if you don't figure out how to forgive and let go. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting or saying that what happened was okay. Instead, forgiving means allowing yourself to move forward. So now what? You're an adult with your own life to lead. If your parent with BPD still causes you strife and turmoil, you have some work ahead of you. You need to set better boundaries with your parent to protect yourself and the life you're living now, whether it involves friends, work, a partner, a spouse, and/or kids of your own. Setting boundaries. Boundaries are the limits that people draw around themselves and their lives to keep others from constantly interfering. When you're clear about your boundaries, others usually respect them. For example, we have boundaries about phone calls. We generally don't answer the phone after 10 p.m., unless the caller ID indicates a close friend or family member. We answer then, because those friends and family members know that we don't like answering the phone late, unless it's something very important or urgent. Our friends and family respect this boundary that we set. People set boundaries around a variety of issues, including needs for space, time alone, privacy, and intimacy. People with BPD don't always understand interpersonal boundaries or the need to respect them. Thus, you may have to be unusually clear in communicating your expectations to parents who have BPD. To set boundaries with a BPD parent, consider the following issues. Decide what's important. Ask yourself what you want to set boundaries around. Some people consider their personal time paramount. Others feel that privacy is critical. Some may decide that any contact with their parent would be overly toxic. Remember, deciding what's important to you is your decision. Realize your rights. This issue is often difficult for adult kids to grasp. As an adult, you have a perfect right to lead your own life. You, and only you, can be the ultimate judge of what you need and want. Your friends, your other parent, your siblings, or others may pressure you to rescue your parent with BPD. You've probably been down that road many times before and found only dead end after dead end. So you need to make the decision as to what works for you. Make your life your priority. Deliver the message. Vagueness, ambiguity, and lack of clarity don't help you set good boundaries. You must give your message as clearly as possible, and don't pull any punches. You also don't need to be mean or rancorous. For example, you may tell a parent, "I won't take your phone calls at work anymore. If need be, I will hang up. My work simply can't be interrupted." Or perhaps you tell your parent, "You can't drink at my children's birthday parties. If you arrive with alcohol on your breath, I will insist that you leave. I mean it." You may also want to tell your parent, "I'm not going to discuss my marriage with you any longer." And you don't need to explain why you're setting these or any other boundaries. We aren't telling you what boundaries to set, but we want you to make them clear and explicit, like the preceding examples. Deal with the emotional fallout. You can't expect your parent to celebrate your new boundaries. Your parent with BPD is likely to feel insulted or rejected by you. Your parent may try to blackmail you with guilt. Don't let your parent persuade you to change your mind. Opening the door a crack encourages your parent to barge through, leaving you feeling flattened and violated. Adjust your boundaries as needed. Setting boundaries with a problematic parent isn't a one-time deal. You may feel a need to put up more barriers when your parent is behaving especially badly. In some cases, your parent may improve over time, which allows you to loosen the limits a little. At other times, your needs may change, which leads you to put up either higher or lower barriers. Setting clear boundaries for the first time can be challenging. Listen to the next section for ideas on obtaining support for your efforts. Soliciting support. Living with someone who has BPD is very difficult. Being the child of someone with BPD can be exquisitely painful. Think of a small child bringing a Band-Aid to a parent who has purposely cut himself. The feelings of helplessness and terror must be overwhelming. You don't have to wonder why adult children of parents with BPD are at greater risk for having emotional problems themselves. So if you suffer, know that you're not alone. Others have walked the same path and gotten through it. Get help. Here are a few options. Seek therapy from a professional who has experience dealing with BPD. Join support groups and learn about the disorder that disrupted your life.